What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of News Bites. I'm Kelly Kimura.
And I'm Paz Bueno.
Coming up next in today's news, Taiwan's aging doctor problem, gene-edited pork could be coming to your dining table, and why it's a good idea not to step on ants. Stay tuned for more on those stories.
Top of Taiwan.
台湾面临医生老化的问题。Taiwan's aging doctor problem. Population, 人口, aging is one of the main problems of this century, 世纪.
It is when the number of older people goes up and the number of younger people goes down for a long time. This is happening because people are having fewer and fewer children. In the future, there won't be enough workers for many kinds of jobs. Doctors are aging too.Some are worried that there may not be enough doctors in the next 10 years.
According to the Taiwan Medical Association, Taiwan 医疗协会 TMA, the average age of Taiwanese doctors is over 51.
Doctors in Taiwan are divided into 23 departments.
Obstetricians and gynecologists, 妇产科, are the oldest, with an average age of almost 57.
In second place are family doctors,with an average age of 54.
Very close to family doctors are ophthalmologists, 眼科, with an average age of almost 54. The youngest doctors are radiation oncologists, 放射肿瘤科, with an average age of almost 47.
TMA says the real problem is not about the age of doctors.Taiwan currently has 55,000 doctors.
Doctors in Taiwan do not have to retire, 退休.
About 1,300 medical students become doctors every year. The number of doctor deaths each year is less than this number.
TMA says the real problem is the uneven, 不平均, number of doctors in different departments.
Some departments do not have enough doctors. For example,About 400,000 babies were born in Taiwan every year 20 years ago. However, last year, only about 130,000 babies were born.
Seeing this, young doctors do not choose to be pediatricians, 小儿科.
Every year, there are 130 jobs for pediatricians, but only around 90 people become pediatricians.
Hoping for more pediatricians, the government, 政府,is giving bigger bonuses, 奖金, to pediatricians who specialize, 专长, in caring for children under 4 years old. 专家表示,这类的奖励应该要扩展到所有的医疗科系。
This will make sure there are enough doctors in every department.
Going global.
基因改良猪肉,未来渴望上餐桌。Gene-edited pork could be coming to your dining table.
Ever since scientists discovered gene editing, it has been used in various fields.
One of them is agriculture, 农业. Gene editing is used to grow crops, 农作物, that are resistant, 抵抗, to some diseases, 疾病.
Now, scientists want to use gene editing on other food, for example, meat.A virus is making some pigs sick.
It can cause pneumonia, 肺炎, in baby pigs and stop adult females from having babies. The virus also makes pigs more vulnerable, 脆弱, to bacterial infections, 细菌感染.
This virus can cause pig farmers around the world to lose $2.7 billion a year.
There are vaccines, 疫苗, for this virus,But they are not always effective.
Scientists found that the virus looks for part of one gene. Researchers at a company edited the gene.
Pigs with these edited genes will then have descendants, 后代, that are more and more resistant to the virus. To earn government approval, the company must show that the altered, 被改变的, gene is safe.
They must also show that the gene can be passed to descendants and can protect them from the virus. Some organizations and farmers are excited about the new technology because this virus causes pigs to get sick and farmers to lose a lot of money every year.
However, some animal welfare organizations, 动物福利组织, think very differently.
They say that keeping too many animals in one place is the main reason that diseases spread quickly.
专家们担心如果禽兽都对疾病免疫，那他们就会被喂养在比目前更差的环境。
That's because the animals would not get sick.
They think agribusiness, 农务企业, should stop keeping too many animals in one place, not develop gene-edited animals.
If all goes well for the company, they will get government approval next year. So don't be surprised if you see gene-edited meat at the supermarket in a few years.
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, Taiwan has an aging doctor problem. There are actually enough doctors in Taiwan. The main problem is the uneven distribution of doctors among the departments.
And gene-edited pork could be coming to your dining table. Scientists are working to make pigs safe from a virus. Some organizations and farmers are excited about the new technology because this virus causes pigs to get sick and farmers to lose a lot of money every year.
What's that smell?
Oh, that's from ants. They're those busy little bugs that you sometimes find in your kitchen looking for food.
When many kinds of ants are angry, in danger, or crushed under your shoe, a very strong smell comes out of them.
Maybe you smelled trap jaw ants. Taiwan has them. They smell like chocolate. Mmm.
Some ants smell like lemons. Oh, some smell like vinegar. Whew.
And some smell like blue cheese or rotten coconuts. Ugh, P.U. If you see a line of ants, don't step on them. Thank you for listening to today's News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send your tasty tidbit to us at newsbites@icrt.com.tw. You might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.